Yeah, let's do some college football here. Jake, it's time for Lockmas.
And learn that fiddle. Oh, man. Tyler, while we're waiting for the song to play out, can you repaste that stuff in the chat since we sent like 500 things with the Heisman odds?
Yes, we need the Heisman odds. I will filibuster until
and
then.
The,
here,
and
so.
The title. Yeah, this just, gonna I just to remind myself of what my thoughts were going to be. Perfect.
All right. Okay. So day one of Lockmas here. You better, you bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Power Hour coming up next segment. But for now, Ken, what do you have for us here on the Heisman Trophy race and the national championship race in college football?
Heisman's really, really funny to me this year. It's remained funny for the last like 3 to 4 weeks. We've taken a couple shots on guys that haven't really panned out. Like, could Bijan Robinson still technically win? Yes. Do I think he's going to win? No. And then Anthony Richardson like remains like one of the funnier 100-to-1 bets I think I've ever put in. I think I've definitely had worse Heisman bets, 1,000,000%. But those are two like pretty funny ones. And it's just a really funny market because guys just like don't play. And then the next week, as if we were surprised by the fact that they weren't playing, their prices all like plummet, as in, you know, go up, I guess would be the right way to put it in the futures market. So like Kenneth Walker doesn't play. Now he's 18-to-1. It's like 10 last week. It's like Bijan Robinson doesn't play. It's like now he's 40. It's like, well, wait, we knew they weren't playing. Like it was not a mystery that this was going to happen. So the way that the race sets up, I'm actually pretty surprised that Bryce Young hasn't become even money or better. It says 125 on the screen right now at BetRivers, so maybe it's gone down from the 150 that it was earlier. It's between those two numbers. That's pretty similar to what you're going to find everywhere else too. It's not like a crazy price. Like, just tell me who wins that's not him. And like, and the first person you're going to bring up at this, well, there'll be like three that you'll bring up. And Corral probably won't be one of them. That's the funniest part. First person you'll probably bring up is Stroud, who Colin Wilson, every week that he comes on, I ask him the same question. Like, give me a title team or a Heisman bet that you like. And to his credit, like, he was on Stroud way before this price. And now Stroud's 6-to-1 at BetRivers. That's pretty close to what it is everywhere. I've seen like 4 and 5 to 1. As he just continues to tear up the bad parts of the Big Ten, basically. Indiana won by a huge margin. I believe he had 4 touchdowns, no picks in that game. Here's just like my problem with this. And in each situation, I'm just like, can I actually picture this person like winning the award, not getting invited to New York, like winning the award? And my problem with Stroud has always been the same, which is like Travion Henderson's awesome. Olave's awesome. The offense is awesome. And yes, CJ Stroud is also very good, but like, I just feel like, with so many other NFL caliber skill position players around him, even if the numbers are Heisman worthy, like, does he really win when he's surrounded by that much talent? It's been my problem with him literally from the beginning. And if it wasn't that, I would have been betting him because the stat lines have been crazy. But I just, again, it's just hard for me to imagine him winning when those things are true. Like, are voters going to vote for him when he's surrounded by 9 NFL players and he's the freshman? Like, that's tough. That's like a really tough spot, I think. So he's the one that's dropped the most because the stat lines have been crazy. But I think that's interesting. The other one you might bring up is Kenneth Walker from Michigan State. Huge game against Michigan this week, obviously. We'll give out one actionable bet on the show. I really like the under in that game. I think the first move in that game was actually up. Let me find that market real quick. This is bad radio as I struggle to find this game number right now. I found it. Yeah, open 51. First move was up to 51.5. I disagree. I would bet under at both of those numbers in Michigan and Michigan State. I don't have a play on the side in the game, which is currently Michigan -4.5. So Michigan State's a dog to even win the game. They're now moving into like the actual good part of their schedule with teams that can actually beat them. Like, I would never bet him to win the award. He would also break the record for the lowest win total by a team that produced a Heisman winner. This feels like Iowa, where we're going to get really excited and the team's going to have like 3 losses at the end of the year. And he's going to be really good, but he's probably not going to be Heisman good. The third guy you're going to bring up, which we'll do really quick, we'll do title tomorrow. I don't really have a title bet I think is interesting, so we can just do this the rest of the time. Kenny Pam's about this. They beat Clemson. They actually have a pretty good chance of going like 11-1 into the ACC title game, maybe 10-2. So they have a Pitt actually could produce a record that could produce a Heisman winner, like 9 wins or better, usually 10 wins or better, produces the Heisman winner. Pickett's stat line's pretty good. I think he's got about 20, 25 touchdowns and 1 interception. Like, my problem is no one's really talking about Kenny Pickett outside of people who are like religious followers of college football. Has your friend shared a Kenny Pickett video with you this entire season? Has anybody who's a casual fan of the sport heard of him? Like, Nick, are you intimately familiar with Kenny Pickett?
He was the main character of Eastbound and Down, right?
So like, this is my problem. This will be like the when like the sabermetric baseball people who are like deep into it argue for somebody to win Cy Young, and then the obvious candidate wins, and it's like, well, sure, maybe the other guy should have won, but like, there's a mystique and like a presence that has to go into the Heisman winner because of the people who vote for it. So like, I don't think Pickett can win because he's not on most people's radar that are like lukewarm followers of the sport who vote. And like, he's really gonna have a better resume than Bryce Young? That just seems so unlikely to me. So just kind of wanted to poke holes in those three guys.
That is day one of Lockmas here on You Better, You Better. You ready for the Power Hour to start next, Ken?
I gotta get ready.
That's for tonight, coming up on the other side.